Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Susanna Streeter, who's Senior Investment and Markets Analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown. How are you today, Susanna?
I'm very well. Thanks very much, Zach.
Right, I've decided to go for a slightly different angle today. Nothing to do with the stock market, well, not really. Dogecoin, it's bouncing higher at the moment, I hear.
It certainly is, a lot higher. I mean, it jumped by as much as a fifth today alone. And it's a really lots of online traders piling in. It's this kind of frenzy of speculation that we saw with the GameStop frenzy earlier in the year. It seems that traders are adopting a bit of a game mentality and they're trying to propel the price higher using hashtags and rallying cries on internet forums. Some are even calling today Doge Day. And it seems as though they're trying to propel the price towards the $1 mark. And with certainly some success, it's hovering around 40 cents at the moment. And now, believe it or not, it's now the fifth most valuable cryptocurrency. And remember, this is a cryptocurrency that started as a joke. It was started by a couple of guys who thought, so, you know, this is ridiculous, the number of altcoins being released out there into the crypto Wild West. Well, let's start one as a joke and see how it goes. And now, people have just been piling in, but this is just pure speculation.
I suppose the question is, what can possibly go wrong? But maybe that's a rhetorical question.
The problem is, absolutely. I mean, there are some people, there are traders who want to propel it higher. They're happy to lose the money potentially, but actually what they're expecting is that as the price goes higher, they'll be able to get out at the high, as it were. But of course, all those people who've piled in, and we're talking like a lot of new retail traders, retail investors who have kind of come to investing for the first time over this past year. The risk is, of course, that they go in at that high price. And then with the volatility that we've seen with other currencies and other shares that have been targeted with such speculative bets, they've really seriously had their fingers burnt. Because the problem is, Dogecoin is just that. It's a speculative bet because the valuation has no reliable basis. So predicting the point at which demand subsides and prices begin to fall is highly difficult, if not impossible. And so that is where people risk losing a lot of money.
Isn't the other issue that, for instance, Bitcoin, there's a limited supply, but with this particular gem of a coin, it's an infinite supply?
Yes, and it is easier to mine as well. And I think that it's the low price point, obviously, compared to Bitcoin. I mean, it's just a tiny fraction of the price at 40 cents currently. And that as well has encouraged, I think, more traders to get in on the act. But really what's happening within these forums, these chat forums, is that people are using this as a game. It's not investing. It is pure speculation. And, you know, it could be argued, and many certainly do, particularly we've seen more institutional investors investing in Bitcoin because they view that actually there could be potential further down the line with this decentralized currency. But with so many altcoins out there, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult to bet on the right horse. I think that is the issue. I mean, with Ethereum at the platform, there are, you know, a number of many other applications such as smart contracts. So it could be argued that there is more value in a cryptocurrency like that. But overall, we do think that because you cannot use them as a really efficient means of exchange at the moment, really there is not intrinsic value. And so if you are getting into this type of trading, you do risk losing a significant amount of money. Look at where Bitcoin has fallen over the past week, reaching a high of around 64,000 and now losing around 10% in less than a week. So it is a highly risky game. And it's no surprise that the Financial Conduct Authority here in the UK has launched a warning last month because it is really concerned about the high numbers of younger investors in particular who are putting their money into highly risky speculative assets like cryptocurrencies.
I mean, just finally, wouldn't it be slightly safer, I suppose, to invest in companies on the stock market which have exposure to the crypto area rather than directly in cryptos themselves?
There is an argument to say that it might be safer to invest in those companies that have exposure to blockchain technology, because certainly the blockchain is viewed as very useful across a whole range of industries. And so searching out those companies that are investing in that area of that technology might be a less risky way of trying to get in on the act in the crypto world.
Susanna Streeter, Senior Investment and Markets Analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.